Ron, I said, do check on that plenty of things, because listening to this thing, I haven't really said what it was to say that Dean was going to put out, or through you, or something, it didn't have anything to do with the urban committee.
No.
A very full statement, Dean, Moore, and I argued it for about an hour and 10 minutes, I just listened to the damn thing.
I had a draft.
No, right, we got, I didn't have a draft.
Of a statement that he prepared.
They did?
To send, I think, to Eastland.
All right.
But it was after the 17th.
This was the 20th of March.
Right, and this would have been, on the 17th, he brought my.
He gave it to me, there are long lapses where I lived there, not that thing, my office.
Right. On the 17th, he brought something to my office, I can't remember what it was, I think it was maybe a letter to Ben. Then he drafted another letter to Eastland, which is amazing, because it says that, second, it is suggested that the fact that I conducted an investigation on this matter, that the direction of the president made it inappropriate for me to obtain FBI information relevant to their investigation. To the contrary.
As a matter of fact, he discussed this whole memorandum, and Moore, before the fellow Bob will remember, during the whole conversation, I went over line by line, I went over Segretti, and over your statement, went over his statement, everything else, yeah? It was all in there. With.
He says, to the contrary, in an investigation of this importance, referring to his, it was incumbent on me to obtain all available information.
This was a statement, though, that he wanted you to put out in his name.
Well, this was a letter that he was going to send to the chairman.
Didn't know what it was, with her statement.
And then the fifth, it has been alleged that I show FBI interviews to Donald Segretti, that is a total false allegation.
Well, to find out from Moore, what the hell we discussed on the 20th of March.
Yes, sir.
Was it that, or a statement you would have made, and we had, sir?
I've got that right here, Dick Moore's on his way by train from Connecticut, we ought to be together.
We go over and set up there, sit down, and read the presentation about the things, what the hell we discussed.
Right.
I'm not worried about it.
Maybe.
I just looked at Marshall. Shit, it was all about how to get the facts out, you know, Segretti, and how do we have a counterattack? Dean, let me think. Some way we can get to it. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think so. He's not, you know, he's scared, but he's not bad. You agree? Well, all through this, the guy talks, but he's a Goldwater fan, he's everything else, what the hell is this stuff? It isn't stuff, it's a matter of this thing, huh?
He's scared.
But that's logical. Who the hell wants to go to prison? That's enough, I agree. Just scared of.
Yes, sir.
About McGruder and Swell and all the rest.
He's scared about some information, but you really want that.
Oh, sure, it's defended, but. Boy, you're sure on our side, too, it's funny.
He sure was. He sure was. You are a
But what really is interesting to me is that through until the 21st of March, those members I showed you, goddamn, they didn't talk about cover-up. They never mentioned cover-up until then. Anything that said that Bett was trying to blackmail us. He never mentioned it once. Then I mentioned the 320 or the 350. They never mentioned the goddamn thing. It's a strange thing about the district. You agree?
Yes, I do. Well, I'll block this up and take more first thing in the morning. I'll get it to the district. I'm sure you can.
But you'll leave at about noon, don't you?
Yeah, I'll leave at 10 o'clock, but that'll give me time. I will go to the commission meeting.
What do you do with Morgan?
Well, I'll make sure he knows we need this.
You just want to get them con, regardless of the.
I did.
Huh? He's so sloppy. How the hell we been getting there?
Well, we just drilled, and I had my staff, our made for a complete study on all this.
We didn't have it. There was nothing there though, Ron.
No, I don't mean to get her in, but just like refresh.
No, I didn't hurt, but I mean, the point is, the dick in the rest. Good God, this whole fabrication of the fact that we met in 40 meetings, 35 meetings about cover-up is bullshit.
Absolutely.
There ain't no meetings about cover-up.
The, look, the fact of the matter is, it's the first of March, through March, I was just from the news files. Eastland was putting a great deal of pressure on us to have aid to build before that committee. And we were spending our time concerning ourselves as to how not to violate the doctrine of separation of powers. That's what it was all about. It wasn't about cover-up, it wasn't about anything.
No, it's not, it isn't. I wasn't trying to tear up anything.
That's right.
It was Dean, then.
At some point, I haven't done my notes. 26th.
26th?
26th. I said.
21st, you told me.
No, well, but, you were still playing the game. You wouldn't have actually, you were conducting the investigation, you told me.
What happened in 26th?
26th, I said, Diane was in my office. I called, because she got the headline, and she knew what she said. I said, yeah, I moved the same thing.
And why it was?
He is not lying. It was on the 26th of March. And that was when, see, the first time that I began to get a little suspicious.
Was in the court?
No. Was at a point when he reacted in a way, when I was raising hell with him about, worried about the shield law and so forth. And,
What day was that?
Yeah, the first of March.
First of March.
And in a civil suit, they, the lawyers, subpoenaed the files of a lot of newspapers. And I said, John, what the hell are they doing in this, in the context? And his response to me was erratic. Then as we moved into the end of the March, he was in a meeting or two in my office. And he was a little erratic. And I remember the day that we were sitting in here, I think it was about the 14th of March, before the press conference.
Yeah.
I was sitting in his office, because I knew there was, I was studying the past briefings. And his responsiveness, the way he was acting, in the back of my mind, said, not that I was suspicious of him, but that I thought, this guy who I put all this trust in all this time, is not as competent as I thought he was.
Competent, I see.
And it was a mystery which was beginning to catch up.
It took me longer, because the 21st, when he came in, just bluntly said.
No, I know, I didn't suspect him of any wrongdoing, I just thought, began to suspect him of incompetence. This is why I was convinced when we talked.
Ron, the important thing is to remember, it's always bullshit in the press of the week, the fact that we met 35 times about cover-up is.
Is that totally true?
False.
Right.
We got that out, and it's what we have.
Totally.
No way.
Sorry.
Anybody back?
Scott?
You're disappointed, though, nobody back?
No, I'm not disappointed, you know, I'm not backing up, I think I'll get these people along. Well, we could be coming here shortly.
The man may not be.
Funny thing about life, is that most people.
Wait, well, hopefully soon. I understand. But, don't worry about it. We'll be the.
Right.
We're on the right side, that's the main thing.
This proves today, this drill.
Well, it proves it's present. I wondered what the hell was in that, you know, I thought maybe.
No, I never had any question about the fact. Absolutely no question.
As I remember, there was no goddamn file, there was nothing there.
Well, I was concerned about the comments.
Whether you.
No, but it's not.
But nothing we can't handle, except my chancellor is controlling. And we'll have to. Now, should Moore know, if it's must know, prior to those, you have me, I'm an attorney. No, the part that I dictated is just wrong.
Well, but your question,
what, EOB?
What did I say?
No, wait a minute, now wait a minute. Don't. Steve has got it all screwed up. Let me tell you about the question. You have no problem. I just dictated the 20th, Mr. Dean to Mr. Moore, from 142 to 231.
Okay.
Don't ask him about that, okay?
Then I have 14.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you about that. No, no, not the 14. Yes. And tomorrow, Mr. Dean.
And then the 19th.
1247 to 130, you got that?
Sure. And then the 19th. Five o'clock, five, one more.
That's right. You make him give you that, all right?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to get him, you don't have to give him the 20th. Don't give him the 20th, because I've got it here.
No.
First.
Nothing more.
Nothing more, first.
14th and 19th.
Right. Okay. Okay. Very good, sir. Been a good day, though.
Yes, sir. And this is a very interesting draft.
Wow.
It's a very interesting draft. It had to be prepared after the 18th.
No, it was submitted the 20th to me. You found it finally, huh? I told you it was a goddamn draft there, you know. What does it show?
Well, he's referring to his investigation and,
submitted to you, huh?
Well, it was a copy that I was.
Okay, sir. Dr. Markman, was it? Draft?
Yes. And the reason, I suppose, that he didn't send it to me, he didn't move it away, is because he was worried.
Of course.
No, Gray withdrew. Why did he withdraw? See, Gray withdrew when he was in California. First, he made it.
No. You see, we were gonna put this thing out right after the 20th.
But then we decided to go.
The day he came in with it.
Then we decided to go with it.
Now,